we live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the word of God, we are productive. The word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Amuneni. What a blessing. Is that the best you can do?
This evening, just look up to Jesus. Talk to him. He is your unchanging changer. He is your God. He is my God. Just worship. Just take a few minutes and just worship. Just take a few minutes. Just worship. Just worship. Wherever you are, online, just take a little while, just worship from the depth of your heart. From the depth of your heart, let worship rise from your heart. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Kaleboko shakatola brahatika. Lift up your hands to heaven. Open your lips. Just say something beautiful to him. Kaleboko shetele brahare na lelelelelebosh. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. So close, I believe. You're holding me now, in your hands I belong. You never let me go, so close I believe.
Just that stanza.
You're holding me now, in your hands I belong. You never let me go, so close I believe. Do you catch the meaning of that song? He will never let you go. Hey, yeah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's a reality. Never, ever. And he's not here just to take a ride. Oh, he's with you as a mighty, terrible one. Hey, yeah. He's with you as a mighty, terrible one. So close, I believe you're holding me now in your hands. I believe
you'll never let me go.
You never let me go. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Whoa! Glory zone, give the Lord a shout. King in our midst. We are the shouting people. We are the victorious ones. Hey! Glory! Whoa! Oh, glory to God. Please be seated if you can. Thank you so much. We have victory, sir. We have victory. Don't let any devil lie to you. You are the victorious one. You are the victorious one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we have a hope. We have a picture. In Ephesians 1 verse 17, Paul began to pray for the Ephesian church, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know the picture, the hope, the possibilities of his calling, the exceeding greatness of his power that is at work in you. I'm paraphrasing now. He said that power is like the power with which he used when he raised Jesus from the dead. It's not in us individually alone, is in us collectively. That means as right where you are seated, the very power, same power that rose him up from the grave is inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. How can you fail? How? It's called the dynamic ability to effect changes at will. Dynamic ability. From where you are, you start churning it out. Yeah. Hey, yeah. From where you are, you will take over.
Yes,
because that power is dynamic. Dynamic means that it is not static. It has the ability to replicate itself in any direction that is required.
Yes,
if it's wisdom that you need, it will be replicated as wisdom. It is actually the I am power. I am that I am. You remember?
Yes.
That's the I am power. I am healing. I am prosperity. I am wisdom. That same power is what is inside of you. When you begin to talk in other tongues, what you are bringing out is the I am power. So you have the liberty to channel it. The wind blow it where it listed. And you do not know where it is coming from, where it is going to. He says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Because everyone that is born of the Spirit is like the wind that bloweth where it listed. That's King James English. It actually means the wind bloweth where it wants to. As a believer, you can carry your radar and zone in on a particular direction. You just zone in on finances. There's something you want to do, and you start pouring in that direction. The wisdom, all that is necessary, we coagulate and ensure that it is done. So we are not helpless. What we carry. I know sometimes people tell you, There's a sense where you need to understand that you can depend on your prayer. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You should have a sense. I understand when it is taught in Word of Grace, and I teach it too. You understand? But there is a sense in Scripture that makes you know that you can depend on your prayer. Daniel said, give us time. They were depending on their prayer. Philippians 1 verse 19 says, and I know that these two shall turn to my good. Make it fast now. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation or deliverance, not being born again. Through your prayer, he was depending on something. In James 5, he says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It was the prayer that saved the sick. The Lord will raise him up. But it is the prayer that saves the sick. Because there's a sense of incompleteness when you do not know that you can depend on prayer. When you cannot say, we can settle it. You know, the saints of old, those women of old, they knew how to do this thing. When you come with a problem, they say, we'll pray about it. Hey, yeah! Those old women, they didn't understand impossibility. Konemwe was telling me that he grew up with those women. That you come to them, they'll say, this is my child. We are trying to get him to get admission, to enter university. They say, okay, dance, we'll pray about it. They say, no. He has not gotten, he has not written jam. They say, you don't need jam. True story. You don't need jam. I know some saying, no, but you... They knew how to depend on prayer. And there is that sense that you must come to the place where you know you can settle things with God. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 verse 10 that we have an altar. What do you think we do in that altar? We come to play? When we come to that altar, we have come to change things. We have an altar. So you can change things. Because if you don't have that sense, right, it will affect your prayer life in a measure. Because you're thinking, I don't know. Because in a sense, you're thinking that you cannot depend on it. But that's not true. In the New Testament, you should be able to depend on your prayer. Prayer is not works. Jesus is still in heaven praying. He's at the right hand of God making intercession. Intercession is praying. Say amen.
Amen.
And you see, one of the things about prayer is that there is a requisite power for what needs to be done. Requisite power. That means that it is, first of all, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, what you are doing is input-output. Pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are generating power. Do you understand? It's in the same physical sense that in physics, when you generate energy, that energy does not disappear. It has to find expression. It can only be transmuted. It can only get to another state, but it cannot just disappear. In prayer, when you are praying in tongues, it's not whether God wills whether the thing will happen or not. When you are releasing energy, that power has to land somewhere. It's not that it's going to just, it's going to, as you are spent, let me explain. If a Christian decides to spend 5 hours praying in tongues every day, even if God does not want what he wants to happen, it will happen. I said a Christian. So, because some people are praying, whether it's God's will or it's not God's will, then it will reduce their strength of prayer because they are not now too sure. Because if it's not God's will, God will say it should not happen. No, even in the Old Testament, if you decide what you want and it's not God's will, God will help you to get it. In Old Testament, you have not even come to New Testament. Sir, you will settle down. You remove all the cobwebs about prayer. And you will settle down and make a business of prayer. You make a business of it. It is output. It's input output. Is that you settle down. You are producing that amount of energy. It will resonate somewhere. And like I said, one of the things that has made a lot of Christians not understand prayer, it is requisite energy. What do you mean by requisite energy? It means that if it takes 100 volts for certain things to happen, if you need it to work, you need to produce or provide 100 volts of energy.
Yeah.
Are you following me? One of the things that God helps us is to anticipate evil. Because sometimes when God is pushing you to pray, it's because he has seen things that are going to happen. And the problem is that God is not emotional like that, in that sense, where if there's trouble, in his mercy, you find a way. But if the requisite energy, are we together? Now, because this is where sometimes people don't understand. If the requisite energy is not provided, at that moment, the person will fail. Listen, let me explain it to you. At that moment, the person will fail. What do you mean by that? It's like this. Pastor Chris puts it this way. Now, the man had 9 months when his wife was pregnant. From when the man was to be praying, he did not pray. As they are wheeling the wife to the emergency room, he too is entering God's emergency room. Oh, God. Oh, God. He had 9 months to build his faith. He did not. That one day is not enough. That's where the problem is. Now, the problem is that no matter how desperate he prays, that one day, it will not be enough. Because certain things take time. Yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. Then you have to look for option.
Yes, sir.
You look for Pastor Carries. He says, sir, help me. Because those are the mercies of God. You understand? Those are the mercies of God. And it's very important. But what if he's not around? Because it is not, and that is part of the problem is that sometimes people make it look as if God is not good. Because that last minute prayer is with desperation, a lot of cry. Baba, we will bombard the gates of heaven. But it is not enough. It's like when you're watching a football team, there are teams that have been trained for 4 years. Then a week to season, they are not training. Then you now meet another team. That sounds like the country I come from. That last week, oh boy, they are training like crazy. If you come and see them within the last week, who do you think you win?
You will think
the guys that trained last week, they were everywhere. But sir, that is not it. When you see some people pray when there's danger, when there's problem, you say, God, please, just answer the person. Because of the desperation. And then when it does not work, you now look like, but they prayed. Mm-mm. It is that there is requisite power that is required. But I prayed. There is requisite power. That means that for that interview that you have, one dear man of God said that he had an appointment with one of these top shots in the ranks of Dangote and the rest, just to meet them and talk. He said he has been praying and fasting for the past 1 month just to have lunch with that man. Not revival meeting, no. Just lunch. Because when you, it's not a day to this thing. You now tear heaven open. Shakata. Shaka. Is that you anticipate. You anticipate. We're going to have a meeting in Makodi. We've been praying. Karen is here now. We finished praying since.
Yeah.
We did 1 month of praying. We finished. Thank you. We have come. You know, we have finished the prayer. We just kept it. We are relaxed. It's not the day of the meeting. Where are you? Prayer can be stored.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. You know, and that's one of the things that as if it's mystery. They are, how do you go from one meeting to another and there's power? You think is this afternoon? Shake it, God move. I knew I was coming. It can be stored. You can store prayer for your future. People that say in this life there's nothing, it's because they didn't store anything. They say it is this life. There's nothing in this life. Ah, they don't have anything at stake now. If Terminus is burning, if you don't have anything there, what it concern you? Shout, give the Lord a shout if you can. It can be stored. Requisite energy. The Azusa Street Revival. Seymour started praying for that revival. He started be praying 5 hours for 2.5 years. He was hungry. He said, when I met Param, I'd been praying for 2.5 years. But there was still hunger in my soul. Then he increased it to 7 hours. For another 1.5 year. Up till now, that revival is still remarkable. Because when people are saying, why do you pray for so long? There are differences of operation. There are some operations that don't last. There are some operations that last. They talk about the revivals of Charles G. Finney. And they talk about the revival of one of his contemporaries. The converts of Charles G. Finney, 90% of them, they get born again and they stay. The other person that was his contemporary, 90% of them backslide. It's the depth of work. It's the depth of work. So why are you praying for so long? You can do surface work. You can do deep work. You can do things that look like success. You can, on the outward, you can have real success. People have argument. They'll tell, why are you praying for so long? It's done already. No, it's you know I'm a preacher of grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know that?
Yes.
Ah, if I switch to grace now, you will beg me.
It's called grace call.
My ministry is grace call. So you should not. I'm grace as I am standing like this. But grace does not separate you from prayer. If not, they'll have deleted everything about prayer in the New Testament. In fact, grace, Jesus said, they said, why are your disciples not fasting? He said, the bridegroom is around. There's no need to fast. That is the prophetic ministry of Jesus. There's no need. He said, but when he's taken away, when is he taken away? It is a time of grace. That time of grace is time of prayer and fasting. You still didn't get it. He said, when the bridegroom is taken away, then they will fast. When he is taken away, it's equivalent to the dispensation of grace. This dispensation of grace, sir, ma, is the dispensation of fasting and prayer. This dispensation of grace is the dispensation of fasting and prayer. It is. You are raising your hand. It's a dispensation. Because many times, right, there is a way that the message, right, it can be preached. That it makes you think that because they say it is finished, it means that there's nothing you need to do again. It's in context. It's in context. There's a context to there's nothing you need to do again. If there's nothing you need to do again, you can just lie down in your bed. Let God be feeding you now. It's in context. There's nothing you need to do again. The context is that your sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future. You don't have to impress God in terms of this is what I've done in terms of my right works. It's done. There is nothing that needs to be done again. As far as God is concerned, you are righteous. But guess what? One of the essence of you being made righteous is so that God can answer your prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. That's one of the reasons why the grace message came. So that now, when you want to pray now, unlike the Old Testament, when you want to pray, There are steps. You have to check so many things. It is finished now. So that now, Kase Bokoshe, you are on a good platform to pray. I have one here, don't worry. Are you listening to me? You're on a good platform now to pray in so many ways. Hallelujah. You have made me deviate my message. Anyway, let's go. You're on a good platform to pray now in so many ways. One of the ways that you're in a good platform to pray now is that there is no hindrance between God and you. Then the second thing is this issue of if it is God's will. Because in the New Testament, you have a new language called praying in tongues, which is the perfect will of God in prayer. So when you are praying in this way, you are not wandering your head. It ain't going on. No. It is the perfect. You are. If there is anything like center of center, you are in the center of center. It couldn't be done in the Old Testament. The other thing about the grace message, why it has been finished and now you can pray, is that you now carry the divine nature of God.
Hallelujah.
You are now, this is the beautiful part. I love this part. You are now a co-creator. You are called a joint heir. Now you have a stake, meaning that beyond you praying God's perfect will, you can pray your own will, because God respects you as a part of the Godhead. This one is a bit scary, but it's true. Are you with me? That means that if God said, this is what I want to do, you say, no, God, I think this is what we should do. It seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us. In the same sentence. There are depths to this thing, sir. You are a co-creator. You are a co-creator. Then you lift it up again. The next part of it is that in the Old Testament, they prayed to God to answer. In the New Testament, you know, in the Old Testament, when you pray or the priest pray, then God will dispatch angels or release power, right? God said, Kai, this is not good. He carried the generator of power. But you know, in the Old Testament, he couldn't install it. That's why it is finished. Because in the Old Testament, it was in the Holy of Holies. If you install it, if you have one tiny sin and it is installed, you are finished. The reason why we say your sins are forgiven is that is because now we can install that powerhouse inside of you. The same way that they kept Dagon in that place. They kept Dagon. He could not survive. It means that, look, the reason why your sins are forgiven is not even too much theory. If the Holy Ghost is inside of you, if you have one sin right now, you will die. So in your mind, you are thinking, is it true that my sins are forgiven? My sins? Do you understand?
Yes.
Let me explain it again. Maybe you don't understand. It's you that is thinking that maybe there's one sin somewhere. You see, I've entered grace. You could cost it. As you are like this, right?
Yes.
Do you know the Holy Ghost inside of you?
Yes.
That same Holy Ghost is Shekinah glory. If the high priest is inner court, if the high priest makes one single mistake, he dies there instantly. It has not changed though. That principle has not changed. The procedure now is that because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, anytime the Holy Ghost is still inside you, you are without sin ever.
Hey.
So it's not about my thinking, am I with? You cannot sin. You are sinless. If you were not, you will die because the Holy Ghost is inside of you. That's the proof. It's called the first payment, the down payment that this thing worked. My sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future. My sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future. It is finished. The price has been paid. You see how sweet this grace message is? Let's talk about prayer. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 6:18. Hallelujah. Halibaka. Can you play this song? There's no shadow you will light up. Mountain climb. Don't sing, oh, we need to preach. I just say you should play. Ephesians 6, verse 18. Praying always. Kai. Can I hear again? Can I hear again? Whenever he's teaching on prayer, this is de facto scripture. When he reaches this place, you say, how suggestive that is. Praying always. How suggestive that is. Praying always. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Hey. I'm going to talk on two types of prayer quickly. It says, praying always was with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. One translation says, all manner of prayers, all kinds of prayers. That means that there are different kinds of prayers, right? There are different kinds of prayers. So I'm going to touch on soul travail. Amen. Galatians 4 verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kalibo Shoto Lebra Kariba Katus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The opportunities that God has offered us in prayer. So I'm going to just talk of soul travail and then I'll move to the other kind of prayer, which is changing the state of things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 4:19, Paul said that my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Soul travail is about changing the spiritual DNA of people, including yourself. Are you listening? It's about changing the spiritual DNA of people, including yourself. I was saying this morning. When I was preaching, I said we have one of our partners, and then this our partner, he got born again, but he was hooked on marijuana, right? Igbo or weed, as the case may be, and born again, but he could not. Yeah, and the guy was a soul winner. He would go to the club as he's born again. Oh, he'd be preaching to you. God loves you. Can I have your? God loves you. Get born again. Do you want to be born again? Yeah. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Wait. Okay. Say the Lord Jesus. He will get the person baptized with the Holy Ghost. But that marijuana are keeping him. Then what he did is this soul travail. He will keep God's word on one side and keep the tongues on his lips for hours. It changed his DNA. Like 2 weeks ago, he called me. He says, sir, now I'm beginning to develop a hatred for people that smoke marijuana. Hatred. And so I had to counsel him and say, no, you have to separate between the person that is doing it and the act. But what has happened to him was that his state has changed. Paul said, in whom I travail again in birth until the Christos be concretized in you. It means that there is a place where the nature of God is not a character modification. Mm-mm. It is a reality where the person, his character can be translated. You can pray this prayer for yourself. You can pray this prayer for other people. You want to change maybe your spouse? It's not by nagging. You will go on your knees. Soul travail. And this is how you change people. This is how you change people. You know, it was Pastor Chris that was teaching on this. Because sometimes some teachings are lost in the body of Christ. You know? He was teaching on this. He said, even him, he was not like this always. Are you listening to me? Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. He said, even him was not like this always. That there was a time that one guy used to come and disturb them in secondary school to go and pray. The guy would come and wake them to go and pray. Say, there's one day he planned for the guy. He dodged. But that guy kept praying for him. Oh, guy, until something changed. Sir, man, there is no hopeless person. Did you hear me, sir? You can carry somebody as an assignment. Reverend Man Okpara was in a cult,
yes,
heavy cult, doing everything you can think of.
Yes,
one day he slapped a girl.
The
girl looked at him. Your punishment is that I will enter into hell and bring you out. That's the true slave queen. Yeah. Say, I will enter into hell and I will bring you out. He says sometimes as he's passing the bush, he'll be hearing his name. Laka Shakata Amadi. His other name is Amadi. Lekata Laka Amadi. Kalama Shakata. Sama, there are no hopeless situations. There is nobody in your family that you look at and say, forget about the person. No, sir. You will make an evangelist out of that person. You will make an evangelist. It's so travail. You want to put the character of Christ on that person. In Colossians 4 verse 12. Epaphras was praying. You see, now the part of all of this soul travail, what you will see there, is pain. It's a burden. It's bed pang. With Epaphras, he said he prays fervently. It's not sheke sheke. Because when I say, are you praying for your brother? We are praying for his salvation. That praying, you could substitute wishing. We have been praying for him for 10 years now. Hey, yeah. When you get to praying, you know, like I was saying, Pastor Chris was saying that what he was giving that illustration was to say that some people say that I have maybe cell members, and those cell members that are just everywhere. He said, even you that you are the cell leader now, I looked at your life one time, you were going left, right, center, your life in no straight. I straightened it with prayer. So you too, somebody did it for you. You too, you do it for somebody. He said, Epaphras, pray that you will stand in all of the will of God. Is your that you may stand perfect and complete. Are you see, Sam, can I ask you, is it possible for someone to stand perfect and complete? Not in some of the will of God. Hey, this thought is scary in a sense. That means you can look at somebody and say, I'm going to pray him. I'm going to pray her to stand. By the time I'm done, Kalebo Shataya Laba. This is birthing. It's so travail. In Hebrews 5 verse 7, talking about Jesus in this kind of praying, he said how he prayed with strong cry and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. He prayed. Like I said, you can pray this prayer for people, you can pray for yourself. Can I tell you why Jesus was praying? Jesus came to a point where, can I tell you a secret? It's a secret, don't tell anybody. Jesus came to a point where he didn't feel like dying again. Don't tell anybody. It's between us. Honestly, the way you don't feel like this evangelism, I beg. You're not in the wrong place. Don't condemn yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not. It's not the first time. There are things that God is telling you to do that when you look at it, even you don't feel like. Don't condemn yourself. There is so travail. He prayed to him that was able to save his soul. It's not being born again that he's talking about. From death. That means that tendency to be out of God's purpose. You can lie on your bed. Those things that God has told you to do. It looks like you don't have strength. You don't have will. You want to write the book. The book doesn't want to be written. Just lie on your bed. You start gradually. It's like you're warming the engine. Very soon you leave that bed. It's a starting point. Hey! Just be talking in tongues. Lord God, I see my future. You can even tell God, honestly, right now, there's no feeling inside me to do it. Nothing wrong with that. But you're moving somewhere. You're moving. You keep at it. You keep at it. You're talking to God. You're talking. You're talking to God. You're talking in prayer. Sama, you will get to a place like Jesus. He got to a place. His DNA changed about the matter. It will get to a place. You will be the one trying to stop yourself from doing it. Hiya. So travel. So you have power. Hey. Tale brodo soto labra katele moko shataya laba katia de masti keto shete. So travel. The next one is changing things in the physical. This one is changing what? Human nature. Right? Right. Say amen now. The soul travel is changing human nature. Right? Say amen so that I know that we can move forward. Amen. It's changing human nature. It's changing the DNA. Right? Now, but we want to change physical things. Now, they are similar, right? They are similar in context. It's just a stream of it I'm bringing out. I'm bringing out something particular. Amen. So, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalebo kosetala. Talk in other tongues. Karamande grelo satale gredosta. Ilebo shetole grahari. Kalebo stele bahari dandore. Zugabari anestole brahi. Thank you, Lord. Kasu praharebe kosteketole. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready to change things? Are you ready to change things? Yeah. Sometimes the strength that you need for prayer is found in prayer. You catch the strength in prayer. You don't feel like praying, just start talking in tongues. You warm the engines. The strength is in prayer. Mark 11:23. Oh, glory to God. You all know this scripture, right? Kenneth Hagin wrote it. Hagin 11. Kenneth Hagin wrote it. And you see, sometimes people look at this scripture and there is a part of it, and this is what I'm just bring out, right? I'm going to contrast it with James 5, 16. All right? This is what Kenneth Hagin called what? A prayer of faith. His basis for a prayer of faith. But you see, it's in James 5, 16 that, James 5, rather, that is now said that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So, the real prayer of faith is protracted praying, not word confession. But in honor of Papa Hagin, I still call this the simple prayer of faith and call James 5 the protracted prayer of faith. Praise God. You like that, right?
Yes, sir.
So now, there is sometimes that what Jesus said here is, for verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he says. Now, the next verse now says, this is it. Therefore, the reason why I said what I said in the previous verse is this. In changing situation, you must have the word of God and prayer. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, I believe, right? The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus, when she got healed, Jesus said what? Thy faith has made thee whole. Correct? Now, it is easy for a faith preacher to say all she needed was of faith. Right? But can I tell you something? If Jesus did not have power on that day, with all her faith, would she have been made whole? Because Jesus said, I felt power, virtue, leave me. So it was a combination of her faith plus the virtue that was present. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Don't lose any of them. Don't now carry, go to extreme on either. When you are praying for a change, you need God's word. Mark 11:23. You need to carry God's word and say it. But what powers it is your prayer. Because it is God's power. In prayer, what you have done is that you have built power. In confession, what you are doing is that you are channeling the power. So you don't go extreme on either side. Because there are people that all they do is the confession. You hear them. And you see that part of the problem with their confession is that it becomes empty. Isaiah 64 verse 2 says that it is the fire that causes the waters to boil. It's fire. That means that when you are speaking about your business, you will stay talking in tongues and charge up energy. Then you begin to declare in the name of Jesus, my business has taken over this territory. We are going forth in leaps and bounds in the name of Jesus. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the complete package. You stay and talk in tongues, and it is released by your lips. That released by your lips is that you are channeling it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what in Genesis 30, that is what Jacob did. He had the animals as they were feeding. They were seeing the picture of what they wanted to be like. Striped, speckled. He put it before them. As a believer, one of the things is that you must carry a picture of what God, of what you want God to do for you. You must see it. There was one lady that she came to our house in Portsmouth in the UK. And then we're just talking around all these directions. She said, she said, like, she wants to ask me a question. I said, what? She said, my father, he was a pastor. Ah, but we suffered. We were broke. But the man was a man of prayer. It's pictures. As simple as it is, it's pictures. Because you need channels of your spirit to open. It's pictures. And it is pictures that open the channels of your spirit. For instance, if you are anointed, one of the things that has to be major in your confession is that he has anointed my head with oil. My money bag runs over. You will sit down and chant it. What are you doing? You are opening channels. It's pictures. It's pictures. It is. You are moving it in the direction that you want for it to happen. Because people have the mindset, whatever we be. No. In the New Testament, you are a co-creator. That means that when you wake up in the morning, you will talk to your business. You will talk to your body. Pastor Chris was illustrating it one time. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. He said that he learned it early. Now when he's eating, as he's chewing, he will chew his lips and enjoy it. And then he'll say, be healed. And it will be healed instantly. Then another time, as he was chewing, he beat his lip. He now said, let him wait and see whether it will go. It didn't go. It's the same Pastor Chris. The only thing was that the power was there, but he didn't give it direction. It's a small dividing line, but it's powerful. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That thing that you desire, you have to put your mouth and start confessing that direction. Glory to God. One more thought and then we'll pray. Can we do one more thought? There's a difference. Okay, I've tried solving Mark 11, 23 and James 5, right? Verse 16. There's a difference between the deliverance that happened to Peter when he was in prison and the deliverance that happened to Paul when he was in prison. Peter's deliverance was based on people's prayers. Amen. Because now this is the reason. Now this is what I'm going to explain. I'm looking at time. E.W. Kenyon said something. A long time ago, I was reading one of his books. E.W. Kenyon said, thank God for poverty. I said, E.W.K., how far? How can you say thank God for poverty? You are the chairman of Positive Talking now. It took me a long time to understand what he was saying. What he was saying is that I'm telling the difference between Paul and Peter in prison. That in that poverty, if the person sees poverty and from the poverty learns to break out of it, he comes out with something that somebody that lived in poverty somebody that lived in prosperity all his life does not have. Because sometimes you're asking yourself, God, why all this problem? The reason for all of this seeming problem, right? It's not even because of you. It's because of other people. It's not about you. God is waiting for the manifestation. God and creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For them, for creation to be liberated. What do you mean by that liberation? Because the person that has overcome poverty carries in him the spiritual DNA to replicate it. Yes, sir. There are organic carriers and inorganic carriers. Organic carriers are people that have passed through the process in prayer. That means that the circumstance came, they did not budge, they did not give up. They looked at it and charged through in prayer, and they came out on the other side. And when you come out and tell them, hey, my brother, I'm in trouble, I'm in sickness, they say, relax. The relax there is not, it's not based on, it's not that he read it in a book. He combined what he read in a book with his experience. He has gone through it. God will bring you out. Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through the things that he went through. It was not sickness that he went through. It is that he learned how to do that soul travail. How to be in that place. So that when you two are struggling, Jesus said, don't worry, you'll be okay. When you are in that place and in the secret, you want to just drink that tea small, he will not condemn you. Because in his mind, he knows that he too was there and he was okay. He said, no, you'll be all right. He's talking from experience. He's an organic carrier. When you meet Peter and ask Peter, oh boy, how can somebody come out of jail? He said, oh boy, it was like a dream. Read the Bible. No pun intended. Yes, sir. You ask him, how did you become rich? I don't know. Just, man, good boy. It's because his mother prayed him. Yeah. He's not an organic carrier. If you hang around him, he cannot drop it on you. He doesn't have impartation. It's not everybody that has results that can impart. Power of impartation. It's a strong meat. They are organic carriers. And this is one. I'm an organic carrier. Hey. The thing about Peter's salvation was that it affected only him. Only Peter was removed from prison. Sir, that thing that you are struggling with, if you break out with God's word and prayer, you are not saving only you. So don't despair. Don't, God, why me? Why me? Understand this thing this evening. It will change your life. It will change your life forever. It will change your life. Don't be wondering why. God is setting you up. God is setting you up. You are in that place. You are in that place. You are in depression. If you learn how to break out of depression, the next time somebody comes to you and say, Kai, nothing is working. You are an organic carrier. When you say, you'll be all right. That your word is not ordinary. Every seed replicates or reproduces after its kind. Organic carriers. Let's rise on our feet. I'm looking at my time. Thank you, Lord. Sir, listen, people. Don't despise those things that you pass through. In Romans 5, right? In Romans 5, verse 3, from verse 3, it gives us this picture. And this is the process. Put yourself under training. There are people that are in the house of God for years, 10 years. They are not under training. Don't do that. Oh, don't be managing and just, you know, trying to make things happen. No, have organic experience with God. You can't fake it.
Yes, sir.
You can't. It's not. No, you cannot fake it. Even if you fake it, you can't fake it for too long.
Yes, sir.
In Romans 5 verse 3, it says, and not only so, but we glory. No, back up to verse 2. Let me just show you part of grace, right? Grace. Verse 2, quickly. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the picture of the glory of God. That means that before you even start this next process, right? You are a victor already. There is joy, there is victory, there is everything. Now go to the next verse, verse 4. You see where we are coming from, right? Verse 4. And I say, no, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Those difficulties, those trials, we glory in them. We're not like the world that look for how, when trouble comes, you now say, God, why me? Mm-mm. We glory in tribulation, knowing that this tribulation also works patience. What is that patience? That patience is consistency.
Yes, sir.
Is steadfastness with what God has said. That means that David said that I desire to see your power and your glory as I've seen it in the sanctuary. There is something you have seen in God's word. And then you saw it, that by his stripes I'm healed. Then your body is telling you otherwise. I've seen your power and your glory. Verse 2. You have seen something, but it's not showing here. There are two options. You can give up, or you can touch through. They've come to your house. One man called Samuel. He anointed you among your brethren and said, God's hand is on you. When the lion and the bear shows up, there are two options. You can just say, Kai, this is not my problem. Or you can say, something has happened. Something. There's something on me. There's an anointing on me. I can take this thing. Now, that problem, seemingly, that nobody was seeing when you were there, is the basis of the greater challenge when Goliath shows up. It's a process. It's a cyclic process. No, verse 4. Because it is consistency. That steadfastness is that if God is true in small matters, he's true in big matters.
Yes, sir.
If the anointing of God is upon my head, I can take the lion. That same anointing that's upon my head, I can take the bear.
Yes, sir.
You are not waiting for, it's not until they say it's cancer, that's when you pray. No, when the headache comes, don't look for Panadol. It's training. You start with it. In the name of Jesus, I'm the healed of the Lord. If you were healed, you will be healed in headache. You will be healed in stomach ache. You will be healed in cancer. The problem many times when people look as if it is failing is because they didn't train with the headache. They didn't train with the stomach ache. Now when the cancer comes, there's confusion. It's a training, sir. That's why I say we rejoice. When tribulation comes, it now says, and patience experience is called ginosko. It's a DNA knowing. It's something you know. And this experience gives hope. What is this hope? It's the picture. It's the picture. The Bible said that against hope, he believed in hope in Romans 4. It means that there are two kinds of picture in the world. The hope that was in the world was for Abraham in Romans 4. Against hope, he believed in hope. One hope was that, look, if you are that old in the world, a picture, don't talk, hope is picture. The picture that the world paints is that if you are that old, your wife is that old, nothing's going to happen. Against hope, he had another hope. The source of that other hope, listen, oh, this is the key point. The source of that other hope is not through razzmatazz. It's through the things that you have passed through. It's through the experiences with God. Now, this is it. David came to that place where there was Goliath. His brothers had a picture. His own brothers. Why didn't his brothers think that they could take Goliath? Because they had not been training. They didn't have experience. They didn't have a hope. They didn't have a different picture. You can come to the same situation with the same person. You can enter a city. You enter Abuja. The person is thinking. One person is thinking, how do I rent one bedroom in this Abuja? Another person entered with you. He's thinking, estate. Which place do we build our estate? The difference, sir, is his training with God. Is the things that he has seen. Now, somebody say, they say this guy has cancer. Okay, go for chemotherapy. The man say, no, I'm not going. God will heal me. Now, one person say, God will heal me. Then your relatives now gather around you and say, let us tell you story. They bring pictures now, hope. We know there was one man in our village. He was a pastor. He had fever. We say, take proloquine. He refused. I am a witness. He died. Then your grandmother will now say, I was there. Oh. Take the Panadol before you see shame. But sir, look at the next scripture. He said, this type of hope. Verse 5. Move quickly. There's a place when they are taking you. They are telling you, no, you cannot take Goliath. Abba, you are not experienced. You say, look, we are going to build a bakery in Jos. We'll build a bakery in Jos. They say, you don't have experience. They say, we know. Other people have said it before. You say, I've been doing something. I have been doing something. I know. People have said the same thing and they got shame. But sir, this hope, make it not ashamed. I know what I'm talking about, sir. I have Genosco. There's experience with God. This hope, forget it. If I tell you I'm taking the city, I'm taking the city. If I'm telling you I'm building that bakery, I'm building that bakery. If the sickness comes and I tell you I'm not going to hospital, don't pity me. Don't give me stories of people that it happened to. This hope. I know, sir. So we're not arguing it. It's true. There are people that have believed. They talk. They died. But, sir, it is that they didn't have training. If David did not have training and he stood before Goliath, Goliath will eat him. But, sir, as he was standing there, it was not guesswork. Sir, we are not doing guesswork. It's not guesswork. We have passed through this thing. When we say we are city takers, it's not guesswork. Hey! I know! Sir, it's not guesswork. It's not. He said, this hope does not make ashamed. Talk in other tongues, people. Leke prosos tole mandele ba hele ba yala. Hele ba halele ngele bo shatale andele bro se kama mama mama. Hele ndali ba harama. Talk in tongues wherever you are. Let something rise up on your inside in this atmosphere. So don't keep quiet. There is something that is jumping upon you right now. Don't keep quiet. Let something break out on your inside. 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 Sakato sebreketo zata. Rata katadeka. Rata katatata. Rabakaton sokotaya. Rebeketon sokotaya. Rakataza. Ireteketi. Aleketo zata. Brakata sokotoya. Rata. Let something break out on you this evening. Let something break out on you this evening. Let something break out on you this evening. Leketon soprakataya. Don't keep quiet. Talk in other tongues. Don't keep quiet. Talk in other tongues. Talk in other tongues. Let it break out. Shekataya. Don't keep quiet. Let it break out. You're the city taker. You're the city taker. You're the city taker. Lakata soprakata. Lakapakato sakata. Eklapakato sakata. Ratakata sakata. You are the city taker. Your capacity. Rata katosata. Rata katosata. Kapatose ketaya. Pray, pray, pray. There's an atmosphere here. There's an atmosphere here. There's an atmosphere here. There's an atmosphere. Pray, pray. Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. Shabrakata. Rakata sata, reketoko sata, rekabata kasoto. You are the city taker. This hope does not make ashamed. I know what I'm talking about, sir. This hope does not make ashamed. I know what I'm saying. This hope does not make ashamed. Karemoko sebrekatase. Shegadon stebrekatalamanda cresta. Rekebeko sobreketole brekadoste ketaya. Lekebeko presto tole brekatelema. This hope! Thank you. Talk in tongues. Let something break out. This is your night, sir. You are stepping into something this night. You are stepping into something this night. You are stepping into something this night. Capro sacato shake it. Rakaposton de dos telepretons de Kahila. Legalobons of Rakahalia. Rakteson de Hiribros de Kabahalima. Oh, thank you. Haya kapasato. a prayer punk. Sir, I see it, sir. Some people have entered into it. That prayer punk. Well, I see it. There are some people here. Just take wherever you are. That prayer punk. Just take wherever you are. Just take wherever you are. Take that hand of God that makes prayer. That prayer to come upon you. Rest on you strongly. Now. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Halebako Shapata. Just keep the tongues in your mouth. If you can sit down, just sit down if you can. We're going to take the communion because we have to close somehow. If you can sit down, please sit. Right. Take communion now. Yeah. Go for the communion. Okay, all right. Okay, we stand to take communion. Pardon me. Where is the communion element? All right. Kabo shatala bakara. Shibahara bakara. His body was broken, his blood was shed to make us sons of God. That night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. His body was broken for us, that these are physical bodies will never again be broken. The chastisement that was needed for us to have nothing missing, nothing broken, was upon him. As his body was broken in our lives, nothing missing, nothing broken. In the same vein, he took the cup and said that this cup is a New Testament ratified in my blood. It means for anything in the New Testament to fail, you have to get a higher blood. And this is the higher blood. The New Testament is ratified in his blood. Those promises can never fail. And we have received it right now in the name of Jesus. Partake of his body, partake of his blood, and be blessed in the name of Jesus.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.